Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael R.J. Campbell from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you now?
I'm absolutely wonderful.
Now that you have changed your identity to Frankenfurter.
Yes, the Dr. Frankenfurter.
Dr. Frankenfurter to me. So this is the Sixth Street Playhouse's production of The Rocky Horror Show,
yeah.
Opening tonight.
Opening tonight. It's
right.
their fourth year doing it.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of returning members are coming back. Some people from, I think, from like the first time that they did it,
yeah,
even,
yeah.
Are coming back. And then they brought me in to play Dr. Frankenfurter this
right,
year.
Right. So what do you think?
Oh, it's wild. I love it. It's one of the most outrageous shows. You know, it's got that great cult following from the film.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And now we have the new one that just came out.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, the live one that happened Thursday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's got this cult following, and it's just everybody has everybody that I always know always has an experience of the Rocky Horror Show. And if they don't have the experience, they know about the experience and they want it.
Well, is this one of those Rocky Horror performances where people get up on the lines and sometimes wear as close as they can come to various costumes in the movie?
Like from the movie? No. So what happens is this one is like the full-on live production with a band.
Uh-huh.
What you're referring to is people call it shadow cast. Where they play the movie,
uh-huh.
And then the actors dress up like the actors
right,
in the movie,
okay.
And perform it in front of the movie screen, henceforth casting a shadow.
Right.
This is the full-on production. We have our own sort of takes on it. I'm not trying to copy anybody else's version of what Dr. Frankenfurter is. It's my own take on the sweet transvestite, and we all get to do our own things, and we've got an amazing live band that's up on stage with us, and we get to be funky.
Well,
and crazy.
I expect as your theater career continues, that it's probably going to be a plus to have a production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show starring you as Frankenfurter.
Oh yeah,
a good thing to have on the
definitely
your list of credits.
Once a role like this gets into your mind, it's so hard to get out of it,
yes.
Out of your body, and also
right.
Like because it's so iconic. I actually had I was able to play Dr. Frankenfurter last year in a different production, and that's why when Craig called me up, he was like, "Yeah, you've done this before, haven't you? And
uh-huh.
you would be able to fit right in." I was out here 2 years ago. I played Gomez in Addams Family. For them, when they did the Addams Family at the Sixth Street Playhouse,
yet another iconic performance.
Yes. And while I was out here, they were running Rocky Horror at the same time.
Oh my goodness!
And one of my oldest friends, Rob Broadhurst, was the Dr. Frankenfurter for the last 3 years.
Well, how would you compare this production of Rocky Horror to the other one that you were in?
To the other one that I was in, you know, well, a lot of times when you do Rocky Horror, there are different themes that you could throw into it.
Right, right.
The one that I went from was circus themed. It was over in Fairfield, and I was the master of ceremonies as Dr.
Uh-huh,
Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
And you could put your own sort of like different twists. I guess also another thing that you could do is that, I mean, anytime I approach a rock opera, I always try to find the basics of what is given to you and then try to find ways to embellish, get your own sort of rock attitude into it, because it's how your stylization of a song is what makes your performance unique for the character.
Right.
So it's
very
like how
good.
I sing I'm Going Home. I do a lot of I try to play with it and try to feel how I'm feeling in that moment.
Excellent.
And you
excellent.
Get a little bit of back phrasing.
Uh-huh.
You get to really, you know, get to riff a couple times where, you know, that rock and roll allows you to.
Right. Michael, thanks for coming in
on
opening
you so
night.
Much.
And let's tell the people out there that, yes, indeed, this is what you've been waiting for all year long.
Mm-hmm.
This year's production from Sixth Street Playhouse of the Rocky Horror Show, playing starting tonight and going through November the 13th. SixthStreetPlayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.